Let's take a break from the news and go hiking. Many of you are. Reports show a sharp increase in the number of hikers on American trails since the pandemic hit in 2020. But that also means a rise in mishaps, some fatal, and in the news. On Friday, a teen and his stepdad died at Big Bend National Park in Texas. They were on a rugged, shadeless trail when temperatures soared to 119 degrees. Earlier this month, emergency responders in Las Cruces, New Mexico, rescued four hikers from the Oregon Mountains. They were stuck out on a ledge without enough water. Their rescue took 14 hours and ended well, but put the rescuers in significant danger. And we haven't even mentioned those dangerous climbs to get selfies. So let's get info about hiking safely, especially if you've just bought your first boots. First tip: break them in before you go, and maybe load up your backpack. Walk around with it around the house, get in shape. But what else? Heather Klein Olson is Acting Executive Director of the American Hiking Association Society. Heather, welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, there's a lot to cover, but the very first thing is, if you're starting out new, how do you know what hike to embark on?
Most hikes and trails are labeled easy, moderate, or advanced. And so you want to make sure you're staying along the trail that best suits your experience. We recommend visiting the Hiking 101 page on the AmericanHiking.org website, but please stick to something that you feel you are experienced to do and conquer.
We're going to have a lot of information here. We'll have it all at herenow.org, but take notes, people. We also understand that there are apps, All Trails and the Hiking Project. These are database-based, compiled by experts, but also people out hiking who feed into the database. They color coordinate trails. You know, we're going to also touch on people who consider themselves expert. But what should you think about before you go? Just about everybody knows good shoes. But what do you mean by good shoes?
You want to have happy feet that are kept well during hiking. So you want to think about traction and support and protection.
Protection also could mean from the wet. You know, maybe they're waterproof. And we understand that there are 10 essentials for putting things together. What should you bring?
The 10 essentials that we recommend are, the second one after footwear is a map and a compass. Consider carrying a paper map and a magnetic compass, because cell phones aren't always reliable for GPS. The third thing is water and a way to purify it. So as a guideline, you want to plan for half a liter of water per hour in moderate temperatures and terrain. So carry enough water for your trip and know where and how to treat water while you're out on the trail. And then the fourth thing is food. You want to pack calorie-dense foods to help fuel your hike, and then carry an extra portion in case you are out longer than you may expect to be. Mm-hmm. The fifth thing is rain gear and dry fasting layers. So the weather forecast may not always be right, so you want to dress in layers to adjust to changing weather and activity levels, and, you know, wear those moisture-wicking items and carry a warm hat, because we know heat escapes from our head. And then safety items, as you mentioned, you know, have a means to start an emergency fire, a signal for help, and then an ability to see the trail and your map in the dark. So you want to carry light, fire, and a whistle for safety at the very minimum. And the next thing you want to carry is a first aid kit. Make sure you just have supplies to treat illness or injury. And then a knife or multi-tool you want to have to help with any gear repair and that first aid. Then sun protection is a critical thing. It should be used in every season, regardless of temperature or cloud cover. And then, of course, you want to have shelter, a way to protect you from the elements in the event you are injured or stranded. A lightweight, inexpensive space blanket is a great option, if not a tent.
Okay. And in parts of the country, I know I have a little tiny snake bite kit from hiking in parts of the West. I mean, some things would be more needed in some areas than others.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Make sure you're planning ahead. You want to let people know where you'll be hiking and when you expect to be back. Study your map before you begin the trip. Graph your route and then, you know, check the weather and plan that accordingly.
Well, again, talking about beginners, we understand that there may be trail information that can help you there as well. A starter hike might have between 100 and 300 feet of elevation gain per mile. But if something's over 500 feet gain, in other words, as you go up, it may be too tough for you. So you can possibly get that information too.
Absolutely. Everything now can be found online, if not on the trail apps that you mentioned before.
Yeah.
The only limitation with a trail app is the compass. A magnetic compass is still more ideal than an iPhone compass. But otherwise, yes, you can find all the information on hikes online or on a trail app.
Something I just read recently, if you're not quite sure how fit you are or how much you want to commit, make sure your trail has alternate runoff trails that you can possibly leave and come down like at a different incline.
Yes, that's why it's so important to plan your hike ahead so that you know those alternate routes before you head out on the trail.
Okay. What should we look for if we're in an area where we are either going to use an app or the SOS function on a smartwatch? Those have saved lives. A group of teens hiking in Southern California were rescued. They were 3 hours in a canyon, but they were able to use the SOS function. By the way, they weren't dressed at all properly, but what are your thoughts on smartwatches and apps?
They are fantastic tools. Some things to look for: offline use is critical, so that the app must let you download maps and planned routes for use offline in case you are not able to connect to be online. The best hiking apps for route planning let you kind of snap to path or automatically trace the lines of the paths on the map. That helps planning and that saves a lot of time. And then a companion website that lets you plan routes on your computer and may even let you print maps to scale. So something that allows you to further your planning at home.
Yeah.
And then recording. Most apps let you record your walk for future analysis or save it as a route to follow again later. And then some community features. Some apps act like a social network and let you share routes, which is helpful with safety, and then see where others have been walking and download new routes for future use.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because an app that's getting a lot of buzz in the New England area where we are, it was invented by a hiker in Rhode Island. It's called Trail Sense. And it says it offers the compass and the sunrise and sunset times, but also backtrack. You can retrace your steps if you get lost. It will take you back from whence you came. And we understand that there are places that have gotten really crowded, like Angel's Landing in Zion National Park in Utah. They're now so worried about the crowds there that you have to reserve it in advance. That's another thing to be aware of, isn't it?
Yes, with the increase in popularity of hiking, that has become something with the larger national parks that they are requiring as a means of keeping everyone safe and limiting the populations that are attending.
So call ahead. What about hiking with kids? Some people, you know, they have those backpack carriers. Are they safe? What thoughts on that?
Yes, we have a number of recommendations on our Hiking 101 website under Outdoor Skills for Hiking with Kids. Those backpacks are very helpful, but we recommend, you know, again for them, good footwear, making sure that they have enough water, they're having fun, and you can be flexible in your trip. You know, kids want to have some sense of control, so making sure that the pathway is safe for them. Pick short, interesting hikes for them that kind of allow a lot of time so that they can enjoy the views and, you know, enjoy streams or lakes that may be nearby.
And the sun isn't setting and you're only halfway.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yes. Plan for safety for them just as you would yourself.
Yeah. Heather Klein Olson, so where do you want to go this summer?
Oh, gosh. This summer, I'm going to stick around the Midwest. It's beautiful here around the Great Lakes region in the Midwest, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. You know, any trail at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore where you can have the sand in your feet and the trails and see the lake, any of those trails are beautiful.
Yeah. Just your thoughts on, we've talked about the technical and getting ready, but just the awe.
Yes, absolutely. That's so important when you're in nature and the outdoors. And it's such a critical component of our physical and mental health. And those moments outdoors are so much more enjoyable when you can disconnect from technology. So if you have your watch, you know, don't be looking at it every couple of seconds. Or if you have your phone, keep it on and then put it away. You know, take the wonder and the time to soak in all of those natural elements that you're in for that short period.
Can't wait. Heather Klein Olson, Acting Executive Director of the American Hiking Society. Heather, thank you. Safe trails.
Yes, thank you, Robin.